From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi Tuesday pleaded for more time to address the grievances of the Muslim Rohingya following a three-week crackdown that has forced hundreds of thousands to seek refuge in Bangladesh. Speaking to the nation, the Nobel laureate said more than Muslims have been impacted by the violence sparked by insurgent attacks on security forces.
We feel deeply for the suffering of all the people who have been caught up in the conflict. Those who have had to flee their homes are many, not just Muslims and Rakhines, but also small minority groups such as the Dine, Maro, Tep, Maramaji, and Hindus, of whose presence most of the world is totally unaware.
She also said her government is committed to the restoration of peace and stability, as well as a verification of the refugees who have fled.
We are prepared to start the verification process at any time. A verification process was set up as early as 1993, and based on the principles to which both countries agreed at this time, we can continue with the verification of those refugees who wish to return to Myanmar.
She said she wants to find out why the exodus of more than 400,000 Muslim Rohingyas occurred. And French company OT-MOFO, that supplied the electronic system used in Kenya's now nullified August election, said the biometric voter identification software needed for the October 17th rerun will not be ready by that date. This is VOA News. On the eve of his first address to the opening session of the 72nd UN General Assembly, President Donald Trump Monday warned that the U.S. might take additional measures to address Venezuela's long-standing economic and political crisis. Mr. Trump met with Latin American leaders on the sideline of the UN meeting.
This corrupt regime destroyed a thriving nation by imposing a failed ideology that has produced poverty and despair everywhere it has been tried.
The president also said that people are starving and the country is collapsing. He called the situation completely unacceptable and said democracy must be restored soon. Earlier, Mr. Trump called for United Nations reform.
We seek a United Nations that regains the trust of the people around the world. In order to achieve this, the United Nations must hold every level of management accountable, protect whistleblowers, and focus on results rather than on process. To honor the people of our nations, we must ensure that no one and no member state shoulders a disproportionate share of the burden.
The United States currently provides nearly one quarter of the UN budget and about 30% of the funds for peacekeeping operations. Mr. Trump also said that he believes there's a chance to make peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
We are giving it an absolute go. I think there's a good chance that it could happen. Most people would say there's no chance whatsoever. I actually think with the capability of Bibi and, frankly, the other side, I really think we have a chance.
Mr. Trump addresses the UN General Assembly later today. Iraq's top court Monday temporarily suspended next week's planned referendum on independence in the semi-autonomous northern Kurdistan region. It is a vote strongly opposed by the central government and several nations, including the United States. Middle East scholar Zubal Iqbal said that Iraqi Kurds must be careful.
The Kurds will have to think twice before they actually go ahead with it. But the way things stand, they've gone this far out, it's unlikely that they'll be willing to walk away from it.
The vote is scheduled for September 25th, involving three provinces. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis announced Monday that the United States is sending another 3,000 troops to Afghanistan. That's an increase of over 25% in the number of American forces there. The new deployment will raise the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan to over 14,000. And Syrian troops have crossed the eastern side of the Euphrates River, drawing closer to U.S.-backed Syrian rebels battling Islamic State fighters. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.